olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga
endabeni zethu lamhlanje
yendlela uhulumende wakithi asebenza ngayo uhulumende osebenza engajahanga so ngibona ukuthi kutshintshisizayo ekhethweni lezo zinto zingalungisanga okuzenza ukuthi ukhetho lungabi ukhetho olukhululekileyo njalo oluyitshengisa isithando kazulu.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu we-Supreme Court unquma ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwe mhla ka-31 Ntulikazi engakafiki.
Sikufake erepotini yethu ukuthi sike sahamba-hamba sivota lapha emathebelendi endawo ezitshiyene njelizweni lapha sikhanyela ukuthi i-voter registration le ukubhaliswa kwabantu lokukhanyela amabizo abo kuhamba njani. Indlela abantu abaningi bebengakwazi ukuthi uhlelo lukhona.
Inhlanganiso ezimeleyo ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Support Network yethula umbiko oveza ukuthi uhlelo lwe-mobile voter registration olusanda kuqhutshwa kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Iqula labasakhulayo bamabandla kuhulumende womanyano lisekwethekeleleni kwele Melika ukuzozibonela ukuthi ilizwe leli lisebenza njani kwezombusazwe.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu oyiSupreme Court lamhla unqume ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwe umhla ka-31 Ntulikazi engakadluli. Lesi sinqumo sethulwe kulandela isicelo esikhwezwe kuleli dale umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Center for Democracy in Southern Africa, uMnumzana Jealous Mawarire, esithi uMongameli Mugabe kabanjwe ngamandla okwazisa usuku lokhetho umhla ka-29 Mabasa engedluli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Esethula lesi sinqumo lamhla, uMahluli Godrich Jausiku utshele idale ukuba kumele lwenziwe lolu khetho umhla ka-31 Ntulikazi engakedluli kulandelwa isigaba 58.1 sesisekelo sombuso. Igqwetha elize elimele uMongameli Robert Mugabe kulolu daba, uMnumzana Terence Hussein, utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba bayakwamukela lokho okunqunywe lidale lamhla.
The decision that has been handed down is not contrary to our thinking and our interpretation of the Constitution. In fact, it dovetails with it. My immediate reaction to it, as I said, we respect it and we accept it.
Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba, igqwetha likaMawarire uMnumzana Joseph Mandisha uthe siyamjabulisa lesi sinqumo esinikezwe lidale le-Supreme Court lamhla.
His main concern was that with the looming expiry of the life of Parliament come the 29th of June 2013, read against the inaction on the part of His Excellency the President insofar as proclaiming the dates for the holding of elections is concerned, was going to lead to a very distinct possibility that beyond the 31st of June, the country was going to be running effectively by decree because there would be no Parliament.
UMandija uthi nxa lungaphuza ukwenziwa ukhetho ngemva kokucitshwa kwedale lephalamende elikhona, kuza kutsho ukuba ilizwe liyabe selibuswa okungekho emthethweni ngoba selingekho leli dale. Lanxa iSupreme Court inqume kanje, icelele MDC elikhokhelwa uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi ukhetho kumele lwenziwe kuphela nxa isiqondiso ezavunyelanwa nguhulumende womanyano zingagcwaliswa zonke, okuyikho okuzakwandulela ukhetho olukhululekileyo njalo olulokuthula.
A court cannot set an election date, that is the first thing, but the MDC maintains that date of election must be process-driven. In other words, it must be dependent on the fulfillment of key issues or key processes that have a bearing on the freeness and fairness of the election. This includes the completion of a satisfactory, credible voter registration exercise, which is supposed to commence in terms of our constitution. Number two, the total eradication of all forms of state-sponsored violence.
Uthi lokhu akumelanga kuthathe isikhathi eside ukuthi kulungisiswe okwasala kulenga.
The issue is not whether the election is held on 30 July or on 29 June or even for that matter on 29 September. That's not the issue. The issue is the election being held after the necessary reforms. These reforms, as I have said, don't take ages. These are simple reforms that can take a month or even less than that. These reforms can be done.
Isinqumo se-Supreme Court lesi senziwa ngesikhathi uhulumende ekhala ngokuthi akala mali yokuqhuba ukhetho. Ngakwelinye icele, inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika, awe-SADC, ikhangele lokubamba umhlangano wesiphangiphangi wokuhlaziya okwenzakala eZimbabwe kanye lokudinga indlela zokuthi eleZimbabwe lithole imali yokuqhuba ukhetho olukhululekileyo njalo olulokuthula. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.